sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Again, once again, thank you for listening to Word of Eternal Life from Parkland, Florida, WCNO 89.9, wonderful station, God's Word, Christian music and talks, discussions, all you can hear at this station. Today again, this morning, we're going to talk about the judgment of the nations at Christ's return in power. This is why I started up with this sometime a couple of weeks ago, but never finished this part. So we go over this review again, that the Lord Jesus Christ will return in power. This is written in the book of Zechariah prophet, chapter 14, and verse 1 to 4, and the entire chapter is about the Armageddon war and return, and then the rule of Jesus Christ on the throne of David established in Jerusalem. Now, a few years back, when our president was in power, the first time, President Trump, the capital of Jerusalem has been established. There is a reason for that. God wanted his kingdom. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, returns, he's going to be sitting on the throne in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was David's city, and the throne of David was in Jerusalem, not in Tel Aviv. So it was historical event that the capital was moved with the help of our president, and that how taken place. It is for the event which is going to be coming in the near future. Any moment, Jesus Christ will return, first time to receive his saints from in the mid-air, the rapture, what we call the believers buried and resurrect. They will resurrect, and also the believers who live will be transformed, and they will be taken up into heaven. In the book of Isaiah, is a prophecy. This was written 734 years approximately before the birth of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 19 says like this: "Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they rise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth will cast out the dead." This is a forecasting prophecy approximately 735 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. God was speaking through Isaiah about the resurrection of the dead. This is the resurrection of the New Testament believers, dead in Christ, and also those who are alive. And Apostle Paul speaks about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. So this was already forecasted even by Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, that this will happen. In that moment, the dead will rise, and the living one who believe in Christ will also be transformed, and they will be taken up in the mid-air. From there, they go to heaven. Now, that is the first coming of Christ after the crucifixion. Now, then there is another coming, return of Christ in power, which is at the end of the seven-year tribulation. The seven-year tribulation is from the moment Jesus returned to take the saints from the earth, and then seven more years, and the end of the 7 years, the tribulation was in the peak and just ending. Then Christ returned to save the Israelites who were faithfully waiting, and those who did not worship the idol of the Antichrist. Verse 31, book of Matthew, Gospel: "When Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a sheep herd divideth his sheep from the goats. Now this happens after the establishment of the kingdom. World kingdom of God has been spoken in the book of Matthew chapter 6 when Jesus prayed to the Father, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven." And this is the time that complete fulfillment of that prayer happens, answers. And basically in the kingdom, started preaching, where is the kingdom? Kingdom of God is in the midst of you, Jesus said, at the time of his ministry in the earth with his disciples. And he said, right here, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you, which means Jesus came from heaven with the kingdom of God. What is in the kingdom of God? Joy of the salvation of the Holy Spirit. It's not food and raiments or clothes or drinks. And it is all about peace, joy, just righteousness, and joy of the Holy Spirit. And the joy of the Holy Spirit comes into the heart of people by the salvation message of salvation, that thou shalt believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that he died for you in his virgin birth, in his holy life, and his death on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead. If you believe in his death and his resurrection, and he died for your sins, and you repent on it, you will be saved, and you will be saved forever. And God, Jesus, will take you to heaven. Now, this event of the Son of Man, after the establishment of the kingdom, Jesus will sit on the throne to judge the nations. The nations who have been at the time in the earth, at the war of Armageddon, they are going to be judged after the war ended and after the kingdom established. And all the Jewish people from all the world who left over will be brought back to Jerusalem or the country of Israel. And Jesus Christ will divide the country according to the law was given by Moses to Joshua. The territories which was belong to every tribe will be correctly given once again. What they have lost will be returned to them, and the complete country of Israel will be returned to the Jewish nation. The border is Hamath in Syria to north, south Wadi in Egypt, west Mediterranean, east Euphrates. These are the borders God gave it to them. Within this border, they will have 12 tribes, and there will be a millennium temple. God will rebuild a millennium temple, which is spoken in the book of Ezekiel the prophet. Ezekiel the prophet has all the measurement given, all the measurements of length and width and height and everything, and all the sacrificial locations and everything in that temple. Now, why the temple again? Because Jewish people never have been able to completely live peacefully for 1,000 years at one time, or to worship the Lord God. And they did not really understand the meaning of sacrifices and offerings God has given to them. And they have performed it partially, or not all of them, not every Israelites got saved. Those who conducted sacrifices and offering and made contract with God, and they prayed on their sins and believed, like Abraham believed, they are the only one got saved, and others did not get saved. In every generation, there was a remnant of Jewish people got saved. And possibly there was also a remnant of Gentiles got saved, because they are judged according to the law of the conscience. So here is Another time when Jesus is judging the nations, here in verse 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. As a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on the right side, but the goats on the left side. Then shall the king say unto them on the right side, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you come unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered? When did we see we fed you? When did we see you thirsty and gave you drink? When we saw thee stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed you? Or when we saw you sick or in prison and come unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it for one of these least of these my brethren, you have done it for me. You see, when Jesus is not talking directly whoever helped him when he was preaching in Jerusalem or in Judea, he is talking about what you have done, whoever helped nations standing in front of them. Those who nations and those who people who blessed Israel in their hard time, in the time of the great tribulation, and the beast was persecuting them, and there were nations of the world around them, some of them who protected them, some of them gave them asylum, some of them gave them food and water and drink and clothes. Here, when we see the nations, that which is generally known as the judgment of nations in this chapter, we are not to think when it tells that he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goat on the left. Every member of one nation will be among the sheep, and even among the members of another among the goats. In speaking of the nations, he was referring to Gentiles in contrast to Jews. See, in every nation we have Gentile, and at this moment of judgment, the Jewish people are all gathered, all brought together in Israel. Now, there is all different type of Gentile nations, those who are standing before him, before the throne of God, and God is giving a favor and blessing them, those who help the nation of Israel at the time of their trouble. So, those are the judgment to the one on the right side. They will enter the millennium kingdom. The millennium kingdom is 1,000 years of rule of Jesus Christ, which is described in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 and many other chapters. And it will be these people who helped Israel will enter definitely in the kingdom. In verse 41 of this same chapter, Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for devil and his angels. Now these are the people who tried to destroy Israel. They will not help Israel. They won't give a cup of water to them when they were running away. They were tormented. Even in the time of Babylonian invasion, Israelites were tortured and given to Babylonians, even captured them and gave it to them, the running away Israelites, by the other nations, some of the other nations like Edomites, Moabites, and Amorites. These nations were destroyed at the end. They don't even exist anymore. Now, God is going to bless the ones who help Israel anytime in this period of time also. For verse 42, it says, For I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick, I was in prison. You did not visit me. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when we saw you hungered or thirsty or as a stranger or naked or in prison, and we did not minister unto thee? See, they are saying that they have ministered to Jesus. They are claiming that they have helped his people, but actually they did not. Then shall he answer to them, saying unto them, inasmuch as you did not do to one of these least of these, yet it did not done to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life eternal. So these people who did not help at the time of trouble, the nation of Israel, they are going to be going to eternal damnation, and they will not be taken into the kingdom. Now, we must understand that the judgment belongs to Jesus Christ. God has appointed Christ as the eternal King of the universe, and he has given the power. He has been given the power to judge the nations. Now, we see that come, my people, the verse about the pre-tribulation period before the tribulation starts in verse 20 of Isaiah chapter 26 also speak about the tribulation coming, the coming of the tribulation otherwise. And here the prophet calling, come my people, enter into the chambers and shut thy door about thee, which means you enter and shut the door, hide thyself as it were for as a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. What is seeing Isaiah here is to be interpreted as before the great or the tribulation of 7-year period starts. See, now I am talking about the event which happens before the millennium kingdom. Before the millennium kingdom, there was a 7-year period of tribulation. And right after the rapture of the saints, Christ came and rapture happened, the believers gone to heaven. Now, there are other people who demands and they claim that tribulation will happen before the return of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says the God is already prophesied this through Isaiah, that come my people, enter into the chambers, shut the door before the wrath or the indignation. Another translation is the wrath of God or the indignation to overpass. So the tribulation event is 7-year period, and Jesus, God is allowing his children to be raptured before the tribulation, which means God is calling them, get into the chambers, which means heaven. They get in heaven before the tribulation starts in the earth. So that's why Christ returns, as it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. And the rapture happens and that take place. And then in Isaiah 26, verse 21 says like this, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to inhabitants of the earth for their iniquities. The earth also disclosed her blood. The blood which was shed on the saints of God, and no more cover her slain. The death of the slain believers of Christ from the first century onward is documented. It's in the book of the Lamb. It's God's presence. And he is going to revenge the nations in that 7-year period of tribulation. The rise of the Roman Empire again, the Roman Empire revived, as I have talked about it in the previous last year, the 10 or more lectures concerning the God's eternal plan. At the end, God will judge the great Babylon, which is spiritual Babylon, the spiritual kingdom of the Satan and his his church, which is described in the book of Revelation. And those people will be punished, and Satan will, and the revived Roman Empire, which will be from where the beast is going to be rising. And the resurrection of the dead will happen. Yes, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 also talks about it. It says, "And many of them sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Which means the people who rise, resurrect those day at the time of Jesus Christ return, some will have to be ashamed when they get to heaven because of their work was selfishness, but they will be saved because they were salvation. They have received the salvation. And what shall we do that we might do the work of God? Jesus asked in John 5, 28 and 29 here, talking about eternal life. Jesus said, "Those who believe in me shall get eternal life." And then they asked, "What shall we do that we should get the work of God?" Yes, believe in him whom he hath sent. The one who was sent by God Father was Jesus Christ. And Romans 2:16, "On the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares." This is about the final judgment. The final judgment is that Bible says called the white throne judgment. The Lord Jesus will sit on the throne of white, pure white throne, and he will judge the dead, those who not saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And they will be judged and they will be thrown for eternal damnation. It is the coming day when all humanity will stand before the Lord and each person will be judged as to whatever or not they will inherit the eternal life. Those who will not inherit the eternal life, they will stand before the white throne judgment. And they will be cast into hell, the place prepared for the devil and his angels. See, the hell was not prepared for humanity in the first place. Ancient of time, before the Bible was written, but the Bible's initial part was already in God's presence, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, after God created the heavens and the earth, when the Lucifer and a group of angels challenged God's throne, God's authority, God's position as God and King of the universe, Satan or Lucifer, whom we later call him Satan, he challenged God's position, God's throne, and God has cut him down, and he fallen down from heaven by the Michael and all the archangels. They fought against Lucifer and his companions, who joined him. These are angelic hosts. Those were become demons, and they are roaming around the earth and all over the world. They're causing all the chaos and all the troubles and problems of the universe, of the world. That those are the people, those are the demons who enter into people and direct them and be in their control, those who can get them. See, those who are under the control of demons, they are the ones which is not in the kingdom of God. Now Jesus came and preached the gospel to deliver every humanity, no matter who you are, what religion, what class, what nature, what style, what place you born, it doesn't matter, it is just human. God wants to save every humanity, and every one of our sins are taken and received by Jesus Christ. They are all placed on his body and his head. He carried the sin. Spiritually speaking, the sin is a matter of physical and spiritual. But God died, Jesus died on the cross, that he will pay the penalty. You don't pay the penalty. Jesus paid it all. And he paid the penalty for sin by dying on the cross, because the judgment of God is death for punishment of sin. Punishment of sin, disobedience, or all natures of sin, murder or prostitution or premarital sex or adultery or any kind of sex, you know, stealing or cheating or lying or falsifying, and every sins you can imagine, you know, all those sins, big or small, all sins are sins. They're all in one list of sins that man will receive according to what he has done. Now, one verse I have noticed in the Bible, it says that the lowest part of the hell. See, some people may go to the lowest part of the hell where there is more tormentation and punishment. So there are people who go to hell who will not accept Jesus Christ and receive the forgiveness. We are waiting. We have the forgiveness. God paid it all. He paid the punishment. All we need to do is believe that we are sinners. We committed crimes against God's law, that one day we need to stand before the throne of God. Either you're dead or alive, your soul, your spirit will stand before Christ, the throne, for judgment. Everyone, God decided a day through the man he has chosen, whose name is Lord Jesus Christ. He became human for the only purpose of salvation of humanity. And he will judge every nation, every people, every single one who has born in the earth, who has not been saved until that day. The day of the last, say, salvation is the coming before the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can return any moment. The world events are telling that Christ will return anytime now. All the events are getting lined up according to the prophecies in the Bible. Christ will return any time, and he will call, and only people who will hear his voice is the one whose name is connected with Christ in spiritually. Your spirit, you have the salvation, and that soul and your spirit, they will connect it together, they are connected together, and you will rise into heaven with Jesus Christ. And that is called the final moment of salvation, which is the glorification of your body. So you will be saved, and we will be saved the day Jesus' complete salvation happens. And this is the moment then before Jesus' return, you can be saved. Once he returns, salvation window will be closed. No one can say get saved unless you've been killed by Antichrist as a martyr and your blood shed, then your spirit will get to heaven and you deny accepting his seal or his approval to live here and you will be killed. So this is the moment if you say, Lord Jesus, come to my heart. Father, forgive my sins. Cleanse me and purify me. Make me your child. Help me to live according to your scriptures. In Jesus' name, I repent. Please forgive me all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer, friends, your name will be written in the book of life, and you will be going to heaven at the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord richly bless you with these verses.
Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot C-H-A-C-K-O-V like Victor.